Now, that prophecy concerning Tyre, the ruins of that city over there today, stands as a witness to the accuracy of the Word of God. And it is indeed remarkable. Now, this was such an impressive city in Ezekiel's day, and actually he'd never seen it. He'd never been there at all. But he gives to us here now in the 27th chapter what is, I would say, one of the great chapters of the Bible. It's a lamentation, to be specific, and it's a lamentation, very frankly, of the city that fell, and it was a great city. I don't want to minimize that at all. The greatness of this city in that day is something that should be noted. And this is not only a sad chapter, but it's a very beautiful chapter. For he likens Tyre, the great capital of the Phoenician Empire, a sea-going people. He likens the destruction of Tyre, compares to a great ship that's wrecked. I can't think of a greater picture than that. And now, what was it that brought Tyre down? Will you listen? Verse 1, chapter 27. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre. Now, here is the lamentation. Say unto Tyre, O thou that art situated at the entrance of the sea, that art a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. What was it that brought Tyre down? The same thing that brought the rock-hewn city of Petra down. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, and the pride and the glory of nations, the pomp and the ceremony that passes off of the stage of human life. That's the thing that's brought these great nations of the world, and they stand in wreck and ruin today. And it's a picture that's given to us in this chapter, and it speaks of how extensive was this kingdom. And we find here that you begin with Kittim, or Chittim, as you have it in your authorized version, and that means copper, and it's Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. That was one of their colonies, and they extended all the way out to Tarshish. Tarshish was sort of the jumping-off place. That's the place that Jonah bought a ticket to, but he never got to see the place. But he did see the interior of a big fish. Verse 25, I read, The ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. A great city, great commercial center, where merchants from all over the world came. Island of Cyprus, from Tarshish at the end of the world of that day. Verse 17, Judah and the land of Israel were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of minute and tanag and honey and oil and balm, all of these things. And that tanag was perhaps olives or figs, probably some kind of preserves. And probably they had one of Betty Crocker's recipes and made up something that you could use fruit in, and that was what they sold. In fact, you could have bought everything there. If you want a picture of the city of Tyre, the great commercial center, I think that you'll see it as it's depicted in a prophecy of Babylon in the future that will become the great commercial center, the great religious center, and the great political center of the world. It will be the capital of Antichrist. And I'm just going to lift out one verse that describes it. It's over in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. Maybe I should read two verses. Let me read verse 12 and 13. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls, fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and the souls of men and the fruits that thy soul lusteth after. May I say to you, it's a picture today of London and Paris and Rome and New York City and Los Angeles, California. You can buy anything here you want. In this great Southern California area, you name it, and if you have the price, you can buy it. It's an age of materialism, but it was that in that day. This great city, like a great ship, everything they needed was on board, and the music was playing, and that was the laughter, and there was the wine and the champagne. It was all there, and it all disappeared. God judged it. And now here is the lamentation, weeping over that great city, and that's what they're going to do at the last day. I tell you, in the last days, when the stock market fails, and everything you've got in your safety deposit box won't be worth a dime, and you will find that everything you thought was valuable will all of a sudden become just dust and ashes in your hand. What a tragic day it was then, and what a day is coming in the future. This means that you ought to be careful not put all your eggs in one basket. The fact of the matter is, I think people today ought to enjoy this affluent society. I see nothing wrong in that, provided it does not become an obsession and a religion. And actually, today, that religion has become, even in many of our good churches, there's very little real Bible teaching. We play games. We pat each other on the back, and we have fellowship. We love to talk about that, you know. And we like to pull a verse out every now and then to make sure that we're religious and pious. And we go through the little ceremonies. And they did that in Tyre. They did it in Jerusalem. But God destroyed them. And destroyed them because they had an opportunity and because they had a privilege. They had a responsibility. Now, will you notice verse 32? And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyre, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? Great ship. It's gone down. Verse 34, in the time when thou shalt be broken by the seas, in the depths of the waters, thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. Verse 36, the merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall be any more. And I walked through those ruins. I couldn't hear the music, and I could not hear the laughter. I could not see the gold and the silver and the buildings. All I saw was broken pieces of pottery. All I could see was the wreck and ruin of a great city. And the God of heaven says, I judged you. May I say to you, there must be a message in there for this day and generation.